Let's talk to Dan Quinn right now, the head coach of the Falcons, getting ready for the draft as he joins us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Coach, appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, Nick and Chris, it's good to be on with you guys, man. There's lots of things, bigger football going on, so I'm glad that we get a chance to talk and talk some ball, man, give everybody a little break on where we're at, what we're doing. So, man, really cool to be on with you guys.
You talked to the media yesterday. I like what you said about the term social distancing. You don't like that. What's the term you like to use?
Yeah, if I could come back, and I hope we could try it, and the way we've been expressing it is physical distancing, because we definitely need to be socially connected. And I think that's the part, man, like showing up for one another, even phone calls or, you know, FaceTimes or anything to make sure that that connection has stayed strong. And I've experienced a big difference between the FaceTime calls and just even a regular phone call. So I like, you know, I wasn't as big of using FaceTime before, but engaging with the players or even with prospects, you really have to stay present. I know, I'm sure you guys have a lot of call-ins even from guys on the road, but anytime you can do it and see the people and, you know, hear their expression or where it's at or what they're dealing with, it's made a big difference to me. So I'm definitely going to keep using some of the technology after this, just because I like the connection with the people.
Yeah, Dan, before we get to the actual football stuff, you and I have talked about this. We're all in the people business, and maybe when the new normal comes around, maybe you're going to realize the text isn't the way to go. Maybe even the phone call isn't the way to go. I think that there is a connection when you look people in the eyes and sort of see body language on top of everything else, especially in your world where you're trying to read everything about a guy to figure out if he's going to be one of your guys.
And I think why that makes such a big difference, Chris, is like sometimes just having that eye contact and staying engaged and like staying present in the conversation. And I get it on the draft guys. They're, you know, during the years past, they've had phone call after phone call with this team, this coach. You can imagine, you know, I make calls, the assistants make calls, and times that by 31 other teams, they're on it. But something about it when you're on that video call and you're just kind of sharing ideas and, you know, talking through things, whether it's hand gestures or, you know, a smile or a story of humor, that makes a difference. So I would even encourage you guys to say, if there's chances that you can do that, whether it's with a, you know, a caller or family members, it's been good, man, to have them so present into the conversation. I think it's been pretty cool.
Dan Quinn with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. You're the eternal optimist. Everybody knows that. All of that being said, I'm sure you've heard the hot seat talk this off season. Does it change your approach in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I think you always, not the hot seat doesn't, but like improvement does, you know, like, trust me, nobody's, you know, was more, you know, disappointed in our performance through the first half of the season than me. And so what I know is that I want to be bold and be able to, you know, make the right decisions and the right choices. I think, more so even than optimism, what I found in my life is like, man, I love doing challenging and hard things, you know, as part of the team. And I love that feeling of standing right there on the edge when it's all on the line and you're going for it with a group. And so I do love this team, what this group has, what I think will be. Was I pleased with how we started? No, I was extremely disappointed. That's why, you know, we didn't wait till the end of the season to make changes. We pushed for it early. And so this team coming back, we got a lot to prove. And so I think, you know, when the fans see this, you know, 2020 version of this team, this is going to be a special season. It's going to be special for a lot of reasons. One, we'll all take great pride in helping bring football hopefully back into the country and like give it some much needed juice that we all need. I'm sure baseball and basketball, you know, we all feel the same, but having a way to bring sports back to our country, and football season this year is going to be, I think, appreciated even more. And so to be a part of that, man, like you can imagine the pride that you have at that. And so it's going to be one of our most special seasons in a long time as Falcons fans.
Dan, we talked to Thomas yesterday, and I know that camp, there's a couple of spots that might be open. That's really what it is. It's not a lot of people that are going to surprise you and make a team. So you know who your 46 or 48, whatever number they actually go with, who they're going to be. But if you're looking now and it's only on paper, if you look at this group compared to last year, 2 years ago, do you look on paper and say, we're going to find three more wins because of A, the talent, and B, the place we're going to put them in to go make plays? Is this going to be a better group than the group that has been around at least the last couple of seasons?
I think it is, and I'll give you a couple of reasons why, Chris. One, you know, having the ability to feature the guys, there's going to be, you know, coordinators coming back in their same roles, so they, you know, have a real, you know, an extra time with the guys and knowing where to go and how to feature them and what they can do. So think of a guy like, you know, Dirk, who now has a real understanding of Russell Gage after seeing him in the eight games, and Calvin Ridley. And so having that, you know, be a featured part of what they're going to do, we'll have to get that way with Hurst quickly, you know, from the tight end side. But then on the defensive side, same thing, you know, with Raheem and having a real understanding of, you know, Sheffield and Oliver outside, and how we can feature Deion, and what we're going to do when Neil gets back, and how we can feature him in the best way. So having those guys in there, and of course Fowler to the mix, how do we feature all those guys, Chris? That's a big piece. But yeah, I'm very excited about this team. You can probably hear why I'm so excited, because there's so many good pieces for this team in place. And so that's why, you know, quietly I've got a lot of excitement and juice to get this thing started, because of what I think this team is going to be on the field, not on paper.
Dan Quinn is with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Certainly this draft is going to be different. We talked to, as Chris said, Thomas Dimitroff about that yesterday, and I'm sure that you're going to run through just about every scenario that you can possibly run through, not just the picks, but technologically what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, it is coming in. And so we're just doing some of that this morning, not on the technology side. Thomas and I share a screen each morning, and whether it's video or going through scenarios together, but this one's going to be fun, man. I think it's going to be really widely watched, you know, number one, because, like, we're all craving, I think, from the countryside of, football and sport in general. So I think the draft always gets good coverage. I think this one could be even bigger and bolder than before. From the technology side, you know, we're all working separately. And so same guidelines are going to apply to everybody. And so how do we pressure test that, Nick, to find the different spaces? It's okay. If the technology went down, how does that go? You know, how we're working trades on the phone calls and all the things that go into it. So medical reasons, and how do you set the board up in the house? And so those are all the things that, we're talking through. But it actually makes it a hell of a lot of fun.
Dan, do I have this right? You and Thomas can't be in the same room? Can't be in the same place?
That is correct.
Okay, what's the purpose of that? I'm not looking in your pocket, but I know where you live. Your house is big enough where you guys can be physically distanced by more than 6 feet, and Thomas, the same thing.
Correct.
Why would the NFL actually say that coaches and GMs can't be in the same place?
I think, because we were certainly planning on, you know, if we had to do it, we would do it there. We knew we weren't able to work in the facility mm-hmm. to do that. I think probably a couple of reasons, Chris. One, make sure the guidelines are the same for every team. So if there were, you know, somebody in New York or Jersey that, you know, were under, you know, different guidelines than we are here in Atlanta, to make it a level playing field for everybody as we're going through it. So that'd be the reason, I would think, and provide the example for the country, that we're all kind of following the same guidelines. So that'd be my take on it. But we were kind of planning to be together, but then we said, all right, let's try to be ahead of as much of this as we can. So we've been working, this way for a while. And even as coaches, they're working hard to practice online teaching as much as we can. We visited with as many people as we can to get the best practices. So we are now turning to online professors and coaches. And so we're trying to find the best way to do that too, you know? So it's been interesting. It's been fun. It's a good challenge to find it out. But if we do have to do some of the off season virtually, we want to do a hell of a job to not miss a beat when we do all get back. So that's what we're focused on right now.
Well, like you said, football will start eventually. And when it does start, you're talking about a division of quarterbacks that you're going to be facing that could be as challenging as anybody has seen in the history of the NFL. But as always, to repeat ourselves, you're the eternal optimist. I'm sure that you're relishing that challenge.
Yeah, I think in this division, there's going to be some excellent quarterback play. And so for the fans, for the city, and for the NFL, like, that's a good, strong division of people that you're going to play. And so, just in the NFC in general, there's some quarterbacks you're like, man, these guys can rip. So it's what makes it so much fun, man. Like, and that's why pro ball, and it's like what captures us, you know, like the challenges, the moments, the games, and it's going to be so damn competitive. So the team that comes out, as the division winner, they'll have earned it. They'll have beaten some good teams and good quarterbacks to get the win to go. And I think it's, fun challenges that you guys just see in the playoff format, with extra team in, and, what does the bye look like? What we used to have two now goes to one. So there's so many cool things and stories that are going to be there for us. So let's make sure we're all following these guidelines as best we can. So when we do get back to all being together, man, it's going to be such a kick-ass season that we just don't want to miss a thing.
Hey, Dan, can we go through a couple of guys real quick and just give me your initial thoughts?
Sure.
We had Dante Fowler on last week. He says he's a three-down guy.
Yep.
Do you believe that? And how different will it be to be able to use a guy and utilize a guy like that who is a three-down guy if he is?
Yeah, he definitely is, Chris. And so I think he played, you know, maybe it was 78% or 80% of the snaps last year, which is a lot, you know, for a nickel defensive end. But, yeah, because of the pass rush ability for him, and he's got good size. He's a 258 pounds. Yeah, all downs, all the stuff. We're going to, you know, feature him in all the good ways. So, yeah, I'm looking forward for you guys to get to meet him and fans to get to know him and the energy and toughness he's going to bring. But no doubt about it, that, you know, he'll be on there as often as we can.
Not a knock on Hooper. Is Hurst physically, like if I was just going to put tape side by side, is he physically every bit as good, if not better?
Yeah, you know, and Hoop's production, you can't argue with, I mean, how much an improvement he made. And I really admire Hoop for, like, the work that he put in and the yards after catch that he started to improve on and build on that year after year was good. Now, coming out in the time at Baltimore, what you guys are going to really see with Hurst is his ability. He can really run. And so, you know, vertical routes down the field, seam routes down the field, you know, crossing routes, you know, that go, you know, 15 into 25 yards. Those are the things that you really see Hayden accelerate with. And so he's got the ability to have the big plays, you know, much like Hoop does. And it's a good offense to be in as a tight end, I can tell you that. And Matt has certainly proven that through the years, that he'll, you know, find him and utilize him. But when you got 11 out on one side and 18 on the other side, there's going to be some options for you. So we're certainly, you know, looking to feature him in all the ways that we do. So it's an important offseason for him, you know, when he finds his connection to go learning the offense and being a part of it. So he's chomping at the bit to get going is. So, you know, whenever we get the green light to go on him, you know, we're aiming that way.
Finishing up with Dan Quinn, he joins us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. As we know, you can't re-sign everybody, Devondre Campbell, Austin Hooper, among others that are gone. But you singled out a couple of young guys yesterday in Foye Oluokun and John Kaminsky. It's their time, is it not?
It is. And I think it's, you know, for all of us in pro ball, it's the hardest part of it, you know, because there's some guys that you just absolutely love. And but you can't re-sign everybody and keep everybody. And that's kind of the challenge of it all, of putting the best roster you can and putting the puzzle together, you know, based on the finance of where you're at. So, you know, like you would have loved to, with Hoop, a guy who's really delivered. But I'm also happy for him, knowing that he got a chance to develop and play well and get rewarded for it. And same thing with Devondre. These are guys that really, I mean, what good picks, you know, for Thomas and the staff to say came in, made impacts from the first time, and we helped develop them and move it through. So we expect the same thing with this next crew coming in. We expect that with Kaminsky. We expect that with Foye. And so we expect that with Oliver, that they'll take the next big steps. And when you develop the ones that are coming up and they, you don't get to keep them all, I would say that's a sign of a good draft when you have guys that you don't get to keep everybody. So I think Hooper and Dre are, you know, examples of that.
Dan, last one. Just give us a quick one on Gurley. When you looked at the film, getting into the end zone is a skill. You do it 14 times. I'm sorry, you didn't have a bad year in the NFL. You might not be the guy
yeah,
that you
right.
were 2 years ago, but good Lord, if I had a 14-touchdown guy in my backfield, whether he's a feature or whether he's just a part of a tandem or a trio, tell me about him, and then give me Keanu Neal. Best-case scenario, he stays healthy. He's like another first-round pick. Is he not coming back to this team?
Yeah, I'll hit you up on both of them. So the first one's Gurley. I'm glad that you mentioned that. I mentioned that actually yesterday as well, Chris. I'm Gurley and the ability to find the end zone. He's got terrific hands. In fact, he caught a touchdown pass against us. But his ability to know when it gets into that crunch time to get in the end zone, that is 100% a skill, and he's got it. And so going through and evaluating him, so much of the offensive schemes between the Rams and here, there's so many similar philosophies with Sean, how they're running it, how Dirk, how we do it here. So seeing the run game and how they feature him in the play passes with Gurley, it was, you know, pretty clear that there was a lot of similarities. And then you see him out of the backfield and, you know, making plays that way. That was, you know, for us an evaluation that was like, okay, this is something that we were not, you know, going into knowing that he was going to be available. But when those moments come and you want to be bold and, you know, take some shots, this was certainly one that was worth doing. And then on the other shot with Neal, he's working hard. So he's in the middle of the rehab now. He's doing well coming back from the Achilles. And so we're excited. He is too, you know, to get, you know, his career restarted, re-energized. And so, you know, to miss, you know, the better part of 2 years is a challenge. Let's call it like it is. But I think for those that have been around Kiki to know his resilience and toughness. If you were going to throw out a challenge to somebody, this is the type of man that you'd want to do that to, based on his passion, his resilience, his grittiness, toughness, to prove that he's going to be back. So when he does, you know, he'll add that dimension for us, the physicality, you know, certainly has the length and size to guard the tight ends. And that's a big piece, you know, that playing on third down and having defend guys, you know, that can match up from a size standpoint for a tight end. You better be able to do that on the tight ends and the backs. And so he certainly can do that.
Well, it's good to talk some football with you. Stay safe, Coach. Appreciate the optimism, the time that you spend with us, and hopefully we'll be talking more football in the not-too-distant future, as in everybody will be back doing what they love to do.
Yeah, man, I hope that for you guys, too, and having your show and being on with guys and baseball season and cranking that up, and hopefully we get basketball rolling as well. So I know there's a lot up in the air and a lot of uncertainty, but it is good to talk some football, and in a couple weeks we'll be dealing with the draft, and so appreciate being on with you guys as well.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Dan Quinn joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.